We've been hearing for months now about states facing severe budget problems and trying to come up with innovative solutions. And for some, those solutions come down to this: toilets. Arizona had to trim every state program and ended up shutting down 13 of its 18 highway rest stops. Arizona Public Radio's Laurel Morales took us on the road to find out how that's affecting tourists, truckers, and residents.
Tom Robbins and his wife are on a mini vacation through the Southwest. They drove to Flagstaff from Omaha, Nebraska. Needing a break, they faced unexpected barricades.
When we came through New Mexico into Arizona, the first thing we saw was rest area closed. So that's a nice welcome.
Jokes aside, Robbins says it's not good for tourism.
It's discouraging. As a tourist, out-of-town tourist, to see all the rest stops closed. We've only found one open.
It costs the state $300,000 a year to run, maintain, and clean each rest stop, says Arizona Department of Transportation spokesman Rod Wigman.
You only have so much money. You have to make cuts where you can, but still try to ensure the safety of everybody driving through the state, and that's what we're trying to do.
The transportation budget lost more than $500 million this year when that money was shifted into the state's general fund. As a result, the department closed a dozen field offices, deferred millions of dollars in road construction projects, and cut 10% of its staff. On top of all these cuts, Arizona has received a record amount of rain and snow this year.
Our crews have to stay out longer. We have to buy more de-icer. We have more potholes to fill, and we have more problems with rock slides.
And Arizona isn't alone. Colorado, Georgia, Vermont, and Virginia have also shut down some rest stops to save money. And that has truck drivers upset. For them, it's not just about convenience, it's about safety, being able to pull off the road to rest. Truckers are lobbying for passage of a federal bill that would provide increased funding for safe parking areas. They're also urging states to find creative funding options like private-public partnerships. In the meantime, Arizona's giving tourists like Tom Robbins good joke material.
If you gotta go, don't go here.
For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.